And now, your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news. Stupid news. On The Point 94.1.
The Friday edition of Stupid News, and it's brought to you by JFK Liquor in Sherwood. On JFK Highway 107 across from Sherwood's Golf Course, they are locally owned and operated, just like The Point is locally owned and operated. All right, I've conjured up some stupid for you, and I'm here to tell you about it. We'll start with a stupid guy who tried to mug a man late at night, but he was frustrated because the guy he was mugging had no cash. You know, these days, a lot of people don't have cash. They have debit cards and credit cards, but no cash. You know, Venmo, things like that. So the mugger was mad because the guy didn't have any cash, and he was so mad about it that he called 911 to complain about it. Yeah, think about that. He called 911. Hey, 911. Yeah, the guy I'm trying to mug right now doesn't have any money. What are you going to do about it? Well, here's what they did about it. The dispatcher kept him on the line, traced the call, sent police officers to the location, and they arrested him while he was still on the phone with 911. Yeah, pretty stupid. Next story, we got a guy pulled over for drunk driving. He was arrested, taken to the police station. When he got there, he took a breathalyzer and they printed out the results. Then when police weren't looking, the guy grabbed the printout and tried to eat the printout from the breathalyzer. I guess he thought no printout, no evidence, but no, it doesn't work like that. Police stopped him from eating the evidence, and now in addition to the DUI, he's got two other charges, obstructing governmental administration and criminal tampering. So three charges for him now. Great. Finally, we've got a stupid bank robber, and he did rob the bank successfully, but on his way out of the bank, he asked the teller if there was another bank somewhere close by that he could also rob. So the teller's like, oh yeah, there is. So she gave him directions to the second bank. No surprise here, when he got to the second bank and tried to rob it, police were there waiting for him. Of course they were. Wow, that is the pinnacle of stupidity right there. That is your daily dose of stupid. Stupid news on The Point 94.1.
Classic rock all day, every day.
Yeah, awesome.
The Point 94.1. KKPT Little Rock.